Our next guest is a friend of the station, a very interesting person, somebody we talk to quite often as well. And it's David Moore, who's an astronomer, and he is from Astronomy Ireland. He's here to talk to us about the lunar eclipse. Welcome to the show, David.
Good morning. You're a little bit faint, if you can do anything about the volume, but I can just about hear you.
Is it better now?
Oh, that's much better, yeah.
Okay, great. Fine. So, yeah, tell us, David, like, we just finished our solar eclipse, so we are still on a high, and a lot of us got to see the meteor shower as well right after the solar eclipse. So what's on now?
Well, it's eclipse month, because there's an even better eclipse this Friday, an almost total eclipse of the moon, which I think is better than a partial eclipse of the sun.
It's more dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need eclipse glasses.
Yeah.
You can see the colours. The bright moonlit night with a full moon up turns to a pitch black night as well. And there are lots of interesting, people call the blood red moon. Mm-hmm. So interesting reds, coppery reds. But I've seen blues, yellows and other colours on moon as well. And you can see all this with the naked eye. And if you've got a pair of binoculars, you'll get an even better view. So we want everyone to go out, watch the eclipse Friday morning. You will have to get up early and send us your best photograph.
Yes.
To Astronomy Ireland magazine for the special report we'll be doing.
Yeah, I still haven't sent my picture of the solar eclipse, which I have to do today before I forget. So tell us, what time does it start, David? And for a start, like, what exactly is a lunar eclipse and how does it work? Because a lot of us don't know.
Well, like the solar eclipses, this is all to do with the Earth, the Moon and the Sun getting in each other's way. So our solar eclipse back on August 12th, a couple of weeks ago, that was simply that the moon was blocking the sun.
Yeah.
But this time, the Earth's going to block the sunlight from falling onto the moon. So if you were standing on the moon, you'd see the Earth going in front of the sun.
Okay.
And for us looking on, from the Earth at the moon, we see a full moon, and we can't see the invisible Earth shadow hanging there in space. There's nothing for it to fall on. But when the moon passes into it, we can see the Earth shadow. And this is what's happening. The moon moves into the Earth shadow, gets almost totally eclipsed. 96% of the moon will be covered by the Earth shadow. And it comes out the other side. So it takes a few hours for that to happen. It starts about 3:30, peaks just after 5 a.m. And it would normally end an hour or so after that. But the problem from Ireland is the moon is setting. And by the time the eclipse is ending, the moon will set and the sun will rise. Yeah. So, in fact, the early part of the eclipse is the best bit to see because it's in a dark sky and it's higher up.
So, yeah, go to bed early and wake up at 3:30.
I mean, some people probably get up 6-7 o'clock anyway, get ready for school or work.
Yeah.
And all they need to do now is get up an hour earlier, go to bed an hour earlier, and you'll see this the best lunar eclipse we're going to get from Ireland. Until New Year's Eve in 2028.
Oh, so God, it's worth getting up for that.
Yeah.
David, can I ask you what the weather forecast is for Friday?
Yeah, the answer is one word, irrelevant.
Oh, good. Okay. I thought if there was clouds, it would be an issue.
I always tell people, never listen to the weather forecast for an astronomical event. To be fair now, to the meteorologist, cloud cover is the most difficult thing to
forecast. That's the thing, yeah. So do we know, is there going to be cloud?
Yeah, a bit of rain maybe, the rough temperature, the wind speeds, any storms coming. Yeah, that's great. But the weather system is what we call a chaotic system. That means a small change to the way you measure the weather now can have a huge effect on what actually happens in 10 days' time. And that's called chaos theory in mathematics.
Okay.
And it drives meteorologists crazy. They need supercomputers, and they still can't sure get the weather forecast 10 days. We're lucky in astronomy that the motions of the planets and the moon are almost like clockwork, and we can predict them thousands of years into the future and thousands of years into the past with second precision these days.
Mm-hmm.
The weather forecasts would love if their system was simple as that. So I'll tell you some stories about weather.
Okay.
I've watched lunar eclipses during the rain.
Wow.
So all you need is a break in the clouds, just for a few seconds, and you'll get to see the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
I remember another eclipse in Ireland. There was one of these storm warnings for the country, in effect. No one was expected to see anything. You're advised not to travel. Yet people, I think it was in Carlow at the time, down the southeast anyway, they managed to get a break in the clouds and they sent in pictures that were published in the magazine. So, you know, I to people, even the weather forecast is dreadful, just keep checking every 5 minutes.
That's great to hear, because I would have just thought if there was clouds, I'm not going to bother getting up at that time. But, yeah, no, it's great to hear.
And, you know, you might make the front page of Astronomy Ireland magazine with your photograph.
What's the best way to take the photograph? Can you just simply take one with
you? Well, everybody has a powerful astronomical camera in their pocket these days. Your smartphone.
Simple as that.
You master your smartphone, some of them have night mode, and some of them have a manual or pro mode as well.
Yeah.
They can take very long exposures. Now, you'll need to rest them on something steady. But if you find the manual or pro mode on your camera on a lovely dark night, and you set a sort of 10-second timer, and then a 10 or 30-second exposure at the highest sensitivity your camera goes, you plonk it on the roof of your car or the wall or a table, looking up at the sky, and it will record stars far fainter than you can see with the naked eye, about as faint as you can see with a pair of binoculars, because the camera cheats. It collects like for tens of seconds. Our eyes are like video cameras, taking several pictures every second, so we never accumulate the light like a camera can.
Okay.
And you can do the same thing with the eclipse. If you hold the camera really steady, just taking a quick snap could give a good result. But another trick is to zoom in and then tap the moon, because it will make it not only
focus
on this blood-red splodge in the middle of your screen, but also it'll set the exposure time right. It won't overexpose or underexpose. If you've got access to manual controls, which most of the cameras have, you go into the camera app and fiddle around a bit, you'll probably find it. Then you can control the exposure yourself. Perfectly.
Okay, just say, if you don't mind, David, just say the first part of that very simply, that you go into the manual.
Pro mode.
Then put a 10-second delay on it.
Timer on it.
And the 30 millimetre exposure or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few settings you change in the manual. Well, one is the exposure time. So typically a snap of the family or a holiday snap, it's going to be a hundredth or a thousandth of a second. Really fast.
Okay.
But you can slide it over to several seconds. I've seen most phones go up to 10 seconds. I've seen a friend of mine bought a really cheap camera, the cheapest one they could get because the other one broke and they need something in emergency, and it had 30-second exposures on it, just built in naturally.
Okay.
100 quid phone or something.
Yeah.
And it took incredible pictures of the night sky. Again, Milky Way, fainter stars you could see with your eyes. And the reason for the 10-second timer is just so, you know, when you press the take a picture button, you've got a few seconds to put it on the roof of your car or to stop shaking around.
Yeah.
And if you haven't got a camera tripod to set it up on, take off one of your shoes.
Right.
Interesting. And
if you prop the phone up in your shoe, it'll be pointing upwards.
Oh, there you go.
And it's a perfect tripod.
Amazing tip, David.
You have to hop around a bit, that's all.
That's brilliant.
Amazing tip.
Brilliant tips there. Yeah, really brilliant tips. So we have a little telescope that we didn't know about in our pockets.
Yeah. Tell me something, David. A blood moon. Does the moon actually turn reddish copper color during an eclipse? You said you've seen other colors as well, blue and stuff. Yeah.
Now, here's the interesting and very romantic story. That the moon itself should be completely black when the Earth gets in the way. But because we've got a thick atmosphere, if you were standing on the moon looking at the Earth, you'd see actually all around the Earth there's a sort of a reddish ring, and that's all the Earth's sunrises and all the Earth's sunsets at that moment. And the air of the atmosphere bends some of the sunlight around the Earth and into the Earth's shadow. So the moon is... The totally eclipsed moon is being lit up by all the Earth's sunrises and all the Earth's sunsets.
Okay.
And some of them are going to be red sunrises and sunsets. Some are going to be a bit yellowish. Some are going to be bright. Some are going to be dim. Some are going to be very cloudy and there'll be no light contributed. So you never really know what's going to happen during a total eclipse of the moon. Some are extremely dark and some are fairly bright. And so part of the fun is waiting to see what you get. And usually it's the sunsets and sunrises, and they tend to be the coppery red colour. And that's usually the main colour you see on the moon. But there can be tinges of blue, tinges of yellow. You see them in photographs of past eclipses, and people see them with their eyes as well.
Fair enough. So
it's
yeah.
to do with the atmosphere, and that's what's changing the colour.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't happen the other way around.
Yes.
When we have a total eclipse of the sun, the moon has no atmosphere.
Yeah.
So you just get this dark edge covering the sun, and that's it. There's no glow around the moon caused by its atmosphere because it's too small to have an atmosphere.
David, can I ask you, I mean, this is really intriguing. If people want to get involved generally with Astronomy Ireland, how can they do it?
Yeah, well, go to the website, astronomy.ie, and join the society.
Okay.
The moment you join, sign up. It costs about €1 a week. Who can't afford that?
Yeah.
The magazine articles about what to see in the sky instantly emailed to you. So it's the article about the lunar eclipse within seconds. And then the paper magazine appears in the post within a week of that. It's got all the full articles and all the lovely pictures people have been sending in and what to see in the sky for the next month, plus all the news stories from around the world, including the space telescopes. So, you know, there's lots to see in there. We tell people it's a coffee table magazine. You should get the magazine every month, leave it on your coffee table, and friends and neighbours will come and pick it up and just look at the pretty
pictures.
Be very
impressed. Yeah.
Because it's such a visual subject.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And we don't know what's going on.
And then when there's something like this,
so many of us don't look up.
Yeah, when there's two eclipses in the one month,
yeah.
and there was a huge meteor shower the night of the solar eclipse.
Yeah. So many of us are just missing it, yeah.
Yeah. People don't know about it. You know, everyone thinks the August 12th eclipse was it. No, there was a big meteor shower. I saw it myself. It was mostly clear on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And as well as that, then, there's this lunar eclipse coming up, which I think looks better. I mean, the lunar eclipse won't look as good as a total solar eclipse, but it is, in my opinion, better than a partial eclipse. Now, it was nice to see a very deep partial eclipse from Ireland. And it got a little bit cool, and it got a little bit dark for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And that's all very nice. But a total solar eclipse, a different beast altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Day turns to night. The sun is totally gone. You just got this, what looks like a big black hole up in the sky with a bright halo around it. That's the sun's atmosphere. And little pink prominence is sticking off the edge. And it only lasts for a few minutes, and then it's all over. We haven't had one of those on Irish soil since the 22nd of May in 1724.
No way. Oh, my God.
Yes, and we won't get another one until the 23rd of September, 2090.
Jeepers. Oh, my
So
goodness.
If you want to see a total solar eclipse and you're Irish, you have to travel.
No.
We're hoping to organise a trip to the one in either Spain or North Africa.
Okay.
It's a very, very long eclipse next August.
Okay, it'd be worth it if you could do it. It'd be so worth it. Can people in touch with Astronomy Ireland have access to a telescope? Or
We have a big event coming up on Saturday week, in fact.
Okay.
It's called Starbecue, a barbecue under the stars.
Oh, I hear I'm coming to that. Starbecue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and what we do is we get a professional caterer in to cater up to 1,000 people, invite all 8 million people on the island to come to the Wicklow Mountains, where the skies are pitch black. You can see the view with your eyes. And we get powerful telescopes at least 1,000 times more powerful than your eyes. And we show people star clusters, galaxies, gas clouds, double stars. The planet Saturn will be on view with its lovely rings and its moons on September the 5th as well. And literally blow people's minds with the sights that you can see live. And talk as well, there's trade stands, there's rocket launches, there's all the food, soft drinks, no alcohol is allowed because it actually numbs your sensitivity to faint light. It's one night you don't want some alcoholic refreshments, shall we say. You can have that other night, but stick to getting drunk on the starlight. That's what I tell people.
Oh, wow. And so it's...
And our little moniker is that, you know, we're inviting 1,000 people, 1,000 feet above sea level, to look through telescopes 1,000 times more powerful than your eyes.
So you're inviting 1,000 people. Do people get
everybody.
To go along?
It's a fundraising event for the society every year. By far the biggest Star Party in Ireland. It's aimed at the general public, not experts. We do everything. You just look into the telescopes. We'll explain what you're looking at and point the telescopes for you. So you just go along, enjoy the barbecue, enjoy talks. There's going to be a talk about the total eclipse of the sun. Mm-hmm. One Irish expert photographer, Anthony Lynch, got lucky with clear skies in Spain, and he's recorded the eclipse. He'll actually show people more detail than anyone who went to Spain to look at the eclipse, because his cameras can get even closer than the naked eye can.
David, so that's nice. The main talk can you tell us just very briefly how people get involved in this talk?
Oh, very simple again. Astronomy.ie, the website is featured there.
Can you give us a price? Is there a price on it?
Book your tickets. And, you know, gather all your family and friends, work colleagues, the lot, and make a trip out of it. I tell you, if they don't enjoy it, I'll give them their money B&B. Back.
How much are the tickets, David?
The tickets were on special early bird rate. I think it's just gone up. If you check our website, sometimes we're a bit slow.
Okay.
It may still be at the old rate today, which was at €30 for children, which includes all the food, all the soft drinks, all the talks, all the hotels, so there's no extras. And €60 for adults.
Okay, lovely.
And there's a family rates. And
there's local V&Bs, people can make a night of it then, you know, get down and stay for the evening.
I mean, you'd be lucky to get a meal in a restaurant for £60 these days. We're going to feed you your stomach, and we're also going to feed your mind.
Thank you so much, David, for joining us. I know I can sit here and talk all day long, but
David could as well.
David could as well. It's a favorite topic.
Thanks so much, David. It's really exciting, and fair out to you, all your work. You can tell you're passionate about it. So thanks, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. Enjoy. Bye.